The gospel. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes decided to ask Jesus, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, this is the first. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The Gospel of the Lord. You can be watching what I'm going to do now. You see it? Okay, to understand the Catholic faith, we have to understand what is called basic symbolism. Okay? What is a symbol? Symbol is a physical reality that has a spiritual meaning behind it. So we live by communication. We communicate very often by symbols. For example, if I give you my hand, that's a symbol of friendship. So shaking the hand, symbol of friendship. A husband kisses his wife, it's a symbol of love. Okay, raising the flag, patriotism, love for the country. Those are natural symbols. Now, the sacraments, especially baptism, has so many symbols. But one of the most important is the one I'm explaining now. It's that candle. That candle. Spanish is called Cirio Pascual. Tiene nombre y apellido. Okay? So we got Cirio Pascual. Okay? The Paschal candle. What does it symbolize? Jesus who said, I'm the light of the world. But in a short time, one of you is going to be lighting the candle from the Paschal candle. But you've got a smaller candle, you're going to be taking the light from the bigger candle, you're going to be coming in front of the little baby. I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to understand the symbolism. You got the light from Christ, you got to give the light to your children. That's the meaning behind it. How was that done? By word, but also by example. Spanish, there's a proverb. I like a lot of Spanish proverbs. One was, el ejemplo arrastra. Okay. That's your Spanish. Example drags is the literal translation. In other words, the example speaks more eloquently than words. So the primary obligation of parents, we have parents here, maybe you've never heard it put this way, you got to get your kids to heaven. Hello? Nothing more important than that. Long life, short life, doesn't matter. Riches, poverty, doesn't matter. Honors, humiliations, doesn't matter. What's important is to get your children to heaven. One of the most used words in the English language is that of love. What's your definition? I'll give you the definition of the greatest mind in the world after Jesus, who was? Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas. You know what his definition of love is? Do you know? I didn't think you know, so I'll tell you. Okay? Love is willing the good of the other. Like that? I thought so. So love is willing the good of the other. What is the greatest good of the other? His salvation. His salvation. Nothing is greater than helping people to get to heaven. So, both of you, your primary obligation is to pray that this little kid gets to heaven. Mom and Dad, even more so. Even more so. Most people see baptism as just a social activity. Wrong. It's a sacrament. You ever heard the word sacrament? Sacrament is something sacred that unites us with God. Most people think about the party afterward. Okay, fine, have a party. But the party is within. I could give you a long hour talk on the effects of baptism. That's it. Without any notes. But the primary effect is that right now she's not a daughter of God yet. She's just a creature of God. Doesn't sound very good, but that's true. With baptism, what's going to happen? There's going to be a personal relationship with three persons that she doesn't have yet. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, stagger your imagination. Through baptism, daughter of God, sister to Jesus Christ, and temple of the Holy Spirit. Wow. How sublime. If you meditate upon that, I think you die of love just to think about that. Daughter of God. One of the principal reasons why we commit sin is that we forget our dignity and our destiny, the two T's. Our dignity, sons and daughters of God, our destiny, which is heaven. Amen? Amen or oh me? Amen. Okay, I deserve an amen, I think. Someone think about it, say, oh me, no? No, better an amen than oh me, right? Oh me in Spanish would be híjole. Híjole. You know Spanish, híjole. So three things that these four noble individuals that I have in front of me should be doing. Gotta pray. Gotta pray. And I think sometimes we underestimate children. My parents have 39 grandchildren. That's a big number, huh? Especially for an American family, huh? My brother's got 8 kids, my sister 8 kids, so big families, huh? We're one of 9, so we come from big family. It's great having a big family. Well, except someone to play baseball with, huh? About 2 years ago, I flew to Florida to be with some of my relatives in Orlando. And one of the grandchildren was 2 years old, and he could pray the whole rosary too. How old was that little guy?
6.
6, okay. Most of the children in the catechism, when they can't even make the sign of the cross. And they're triple the age. Now, how can that little guy know how to pray the rosary at 2 years old? Where'd that come from? His mom and dad. Well, the kid's intelligent, right? Like his uncle the priest, amen? But obviously, equally, oh, that's an old me, huh? But I think we underestimate the capacity of little children. You know what they're like? Good image for you? Sponge. What does a sponge do? Absorbs. The good or the bad? Put sponge, dirty water? Dirty water. Clean water? Clean water. So let's pray that we really are able to imitate that candle. To be a candle, that's not, when are you going to light the candle? You're going to be walking with the candle, cupping it. Why? Because the wind might blow it out. Don't let the light of God's presence be extinguished in your soul. Amen? Amen. Keep it burning bright. Keep it burning bright. So, today, I'd like to say something that's very important to me. Do you know what happened 62 years ago today? Can I tell you?
Sure.
Can I tell you too?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell Sadie?
Yes.
It was the day that I was baptized. So she's baptized the same day that I was baptized 62 years ago. Wow, that's a long time, isn't it? And this is one of the most beautiful days to baptize because it's Palm Sunday, but it's also the Annunciation. You ever hear the Annunciation? Know what that is? It's when Mary said yes to God and she conceived Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the most important days in the Catholic Church. So both of us are baptized on the same day. I'm a little bit older, no?
But, a little.
They say tokayas, no? So let's praise the Lord on this beautiful day, which I'm renewing. So I'm celebrating my birthday today because the baptism is a birthday, right? Hello? You ever think of it that way? You got the physical birthday and then the spiritual birthday. So we're celebrating our birthday today. That's why we got the candle, right? For her, it's just one. You got to put another 62 for me, huh? That deserves an amen and not an oh me, right? Okay, so I'm going to have to go pretty quick because I've got the Mass at 5 o'clock, no? So there's a shortage of priests, so we have to work double, sometimes even triple. Okay? So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to look lovingly on this child who is to be baptized, on her parents and godparents, and on all the baptized. Please respond, Lord, hear our prayer. By the mystery of your death and resurrection, bathe this child in light, give her the new life of baptism, and welcome her into your holy church. Through baptism and confirmation, make her your faithful follower and a witness to your gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.